Welcome to Ujjayini.com, your daily current affairs companion for UPSC and state PCs preparation. India has just become the second largest data center market in the Asia-Pacific region, with a staggering operational capacity of 1.6 gigawatts and an additional 3.1 gigawatts under construction or planned, making it a significant player in the global digital landscape. What makes this significant is that Mumbai is projected to cross 1 gigawatt operational capacity by the end of 2026, becoming India's first gigawatt-scale data center hub. But why does this matter? It matters because India has overtaken Japan, Australia, and Singapore primarily due to several key factors. First, the data localization push, driven by the RBI's 2018 Payments Data Norms and the Digital Personal Data Protection Act of 2023, has nudged cross-border data flows towards domestic facilities. Building on this, the demand from AI hyperscalers has also driven growth, as GPU clusters require massive power and cooling. Crucially, the entry of hyperscalers such as AWS, Microsoft Azure, Google Cloud, and Oracle, with their multi-billion dollar investments in India through 2026 to 2030, has further accelerated this growth. It is worth pausing here to note that state-level incentives, such as those offered by Maharashtra, Tamil Nadu, Telangana, and UP, have also played a significant role, with data center policies offering stamp duty waivers and power tariff concessions. And here is something that surprises many students. India is the second largest landing point in Asia for submarine cables, after Singapore. This explains why new builds are gigawatt scale, not megawatt scale. The NVIDIA H100-H200 Blackwell GPU cycle has driven Indian AI-ready capacity from around 50 megawatts in 2023 to a projected 1 gigawatt by 2027. Now, let us turn to the concept of structural underpenetration. Even if India's operational capacity were to double to 3.2 gigawatts, it would still leave the country among the most underserved large economies on a per capita basis. Some industry estimates project that India's data center capacity could reach 8 to 10 gigawatts by 2030. Remember this number, 9.43 lakh people per megawatt in India, compared to around 33,000 in Singapore. With that background in place, let us look at the enabling ecosystem and strategic significance of this growth. Digital sovereignty is a key aspect, as domestic AI training and inference reduce dependence on foreign clouds. AI compute is critical infrastructure, and India needs sovereign GPU pools for public sector large language model training, akin to the India AI mission, which has received a cabinet approval of 10,372 crore rupees. The energy nexus is also crucial, as data center growth and renewable energy capacity must scale in tandem, with the risk of fossil-heavy data center growth in coal-dependent states. Now, let us lock in the key facts and numbers for your revision. The report by Cushman and Wakefield, titled Global Data Center Market Comparison 2026, released on 27 May 2026, places India second in the Asia-Pacific region by operational data center capacity. India's operational capacity stands at 1.6 gigawatts, with an additional 3.1 gigawatts under construction or planned, making for a total pipeline of 4.7 gigawatts. Mumbai is set to become the first Indian data center hub to cross 1 gigawatt operational capacity by the end of 2026. The APAC region had a vacancy rate of 12.9% in the fourth quarter of 2025. The six key Indian data center markets are Mumbai, Chennai, Delhi NCR, Bangalore, Hyderabad, and Pune. Now, how does this connect to your UPSC preparation? This topic is relevant to GS Paper 3, which covers science and technology, as well as the Indian economy. The achievements of Indians in science and technology, the indigenization of technology, and the effects of liberalization on the economy are all important aspects to consider. Awareness in the fields of IT and computers is also crucial. Analytical hooks for mains include data localization, AI sovereignty and compute capacity, and digital infrastructure as critical infrastructure under the National Critical Information Infrastructure Protection Center. But what does this mean for India's strategic position? The growth of the data center market in India has significant implications for the country's digital sovereignty, energy security, and economic development. As India continues to grow and develop its digital infrastructure, it is essential to consider the risks and challenges associated with this growth, including power grid stress, water scarcity, and cybersecurity threats. India's emergence as a significant player in the global data center market is a testament to the country's growing digital prowess and its potential to become a major hub for AI and data-driven technologies.